base for granted that she had a condo with the details of this one.
Good afternoon, Office Staff. This is Connie. May I help you?
Hey, Connie. This is Darren from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Bank of where?
Of Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay.
Hey, I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer the bank mailed out to your business about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
It just looks like it was based off some, the offer was based off some financing you did with Bank of the West back here in 2015. Does that ring a bell for you?
No, it does not.
Okay, no problem. Ours is, most banks actually do end up transferring a lot of their things over here. But based on your history that you've had with loaning and everything like that, you actually were pre-approved for some equipment financing or working capital. Looks like for about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys have in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We are working hand over fist to delete and completely eliminate all debt.
Okay. So are you guys right now are currently in, like, or do you guys currently have some debt right now?
Oh, very little.
Okay.
But on the business side. Yeah,
okay.
Certainly we have some debt, obviously. Give me a business that doesn't. Oh, other than Trump, of course.
Well, yeah, that's probably them there. But, you know, I mean, I guess you only get that handful of people who aren't going to have that that type of debt-to-income ratio. No, yeah, the only reason, yeah, like I said, we're just calling, we're here to, as far as, because I know, pretty sure that, with working capital, I don't know if you're familiar with working capital, are you?
I am.
Okay, yeah, because...
And the one potential use for working capital that we might entertain in 2017 is if we decide to grow our sales force.
Okay, and is that something that you guys do plan on doing, in the future? Because it obviously should possibly be increasing some sales and revenue that you bring in as well, right?
Okay, let me repeat what I said. I said, if we decide...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, if.
If, then it will be in 2017, and we're going to wait to see how the election comes out before we make that business decision.
Okay, no problem. So it's just something just more like a waiting game now until we figure out what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Then, we'll decide, okay, what do we want to do here? Do we want to just continue to eliminate debt? And I mean eliminate it, get rid of all of it.
Absolutely.
And we're pretty close to that. Or do we bite off another chunk and try to grow again?
Okay. Well, let's do this, Connie. Just so I know that this is something that you obviously have to think about because it's always that's most important. But if you don't mind, maybe if I can have an email, I'll send you just one email, no spam or anything, just so you can have that offer. So if after that future, you have that information, just so you can review it. You can review a little bit about where I'm from right now. The Bank of Cardiff and everything like that. And then if that is something you guys would like to do later in the future, whether it's equipment financing, because I know it looks like you're at a furniture store or office stuff.
No, we're not a store.
Well,
we're
office
totally dealer. Totally virtual, totally online.
Okay. Well, so you have that offer on the table if it ever comes around for that.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I know that you probably manage your database via email, and that your email feeds into your sales follow-up software, and I realize that the easiest way for you to keep track of me would be for me to give you my email address.
This is just for me personally. I would be the only one that would be handling this one. This is just
That's not the point. The point is I don't give out my email address to just anybody, and face it, I don't know you from Adam.
Okay, I can respect that.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is work a little harder than you might normally. And if you are really, truly interested in my business, I suggest you put some other kind of tickler in place and you call me next June.
Okay, I can definitely do that.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.